Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Clear.
59
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Clear.
59
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Clear.
63
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Clear.
72
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. Mike, can I get a signal report, please? I'm on Echo Link. I just want to make sure I'm getting in all right.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, you're coming in fine, Mike.
Thanks, Ron. I don't think I've ever really used Echo Link before. KF8EDQ.
KC8VOA, KC8YVF, I'll be starting that here in just less than a minute, I guess, Rick.
Okay, thank you. KC8VOA.
Good evening, 1900 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. There was no pre-net, so at this time I will take check-ins from those stations who are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. Okay, we'll continue on to Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations for the net, call now.
This is KF8EDQ Mike on the Asabo River. No traffic.
Okay, we got KF8EDQ Mike on Echolink. Any other Echolink stations, call now. Okay, we'll continue to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. No traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick in Saginaw. No traffic.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso, no traffic.
KADAC, Minnie Burke, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have. I have KF8EDQ on Echolink, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, KE8ZOB, and KD8PAZ. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. I didn't expect a lot for the net being the holiday weekend. And for me, I got back home about 1:30 this afternoon from my trip down to Ohio. Very good trip down. A bunch better coming back with the weather. Going down was brutal on Wednesday. At the time I got down to Ohio, it was upper 80% humidity, and it was 98 degrees. So even with all the vents open on the motorcycle, all I got was hot air blowing across me. So I had to stop three times, a couple of times for water breaks and one for lunch and a gas stop. It took me just about 7 hours to get down there. And by car, it's normally about five, so it took me a couple hours extra just to battle the heat on the way down. Coming back, cruised on through, very little traffic on Sunday coming north. I made it back in an hour less, in 6 hours, even with one more stop in between, so it worked out well. All right, first up on the list, we're going to go to Mike on Echolink, KF8EDQ, standby KE8PCQ. Good evening, Mike.
KC8YBF, KF8EDQ. Yeah, Ron, I came up to the Isabel River. I'm on Loud Dam Pond. It is about 69 degrees out here. The sun's just setting now. The sky is clear. And I've been up here all weekend. I brought all my radio equipment and a big lead-acid battery. And I did POTA on FT8 for the first time yesterday, and I had an absolute ball. I drained my battery down quite a bit. I learned a little bit about, power draw over the course of yesterday and today. I was doing FT8 on 25 watts, and that's too much for this battery. I was able to run like that for quite a long time, but after like a couple of hours of running it on 25 watts on FT8, the battery really couldn't maintain a good voltage. So I kept on turning it down to 10, turned it down to 5 eventually, and I think I'm just going to run it at 10 in the future. But I had a ball. I made between Saturday and Sunday, it was like 130 some contacts, so I had an absolute ball. So I'm coming back tomorrow. So, I'll pass it back to Matt. KF8EDQ.
Wow, that sounds like you had a great time. At least that's a lot of contacts for that power rating and that. So yeah, fantastic. Wish you could have been around to make a contact. I did take a handy talkie down to where I was at outside Cincinnati, north of Cincinnati, and I looked up the two local repeaters, and I put the two local repeaters just on receive mode to see if I'd hear any traffic. I wasn't in the room a whole lot, but later at night, I figured I might get some, so I left the radio on for probably 2 or 3 hours each night and never heard anything on the repeater. So either it was the wrong frequencies from what I looked up online, or I was too far away, but I figured at least receiving transmit, I wouldn't get on a little 5-watt HD in the hotel, but I figured I might receive it. Didn't hear a thing on the 3 or 4 times that I had the radio on at night. I was gone during the day for the different festivities, but at night when I got back over to the hotel, I didn't hear a thing, which was quite surprising. I was hoping I would hear some conversations or a net or something happening, but didn't hear a thing. All right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, Dave, stand by, KC8VOA. Good evening, Dave.
KD8YVF in the group. Well, Ron, it sounds like you had a good trip and a safe one. And sounds like Mike had a ball. That's great. I would think that he could do real well on 10 watts on FT8 with a battery, but, I haven't gotten into the FT8 yet, so we're not sure. had a good day today, edged all the lawn, which is about 350 feet, and got that done, got all the grass clippings picked up after edging, and tomorrow we're going to give her another haircut. And this afternoon finished off with two great big roasting hens on the Weber rotisserie, and oh my God, were they good. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave. Yeah, that sounds good. As far as that, we just went out for Chinese when I got back. Wife was busy and that, and she told me last night, when you get home, we're going out for Chinese. I've been waiting for you to get back, so that's what we did. And that's what I'm in the process of doing to mow lawn. Before when I got back from dinner, I went and ran the push mower around all of the outside of the lawn and around all the flower beds and everything else, and then I came back with the string trimmer and trimmed some more, so everything's all prepped. So once the net's done here, I'll go out on the riding lawnmower and mow the lawn itself. While I was gone, my wife sent me a picture of the side yard. It looked like I had started a mushroom field. There was probably 100-some mushrooms growing in the side yard, so right now the grass is tall enough. I'm not sure if they're still there, if they died off, or whether I'm going to be cutting through them when I get the mower out there. We'll find out what happened. So, yeah, it grew quite a bit, that's for sure. And my wife sent took pictures for me every morning so I could still submit my my rain reports to the Weather Service. So she would send me go out at 7 o'clock for me, take a picture, send it to me, and I'd upload the data. So that still got done, which was quite a bit. I was quite surprised how much rain we got in some of those, especially that one thunderstorm. It was an inch and a half that I got at the house from that day in that 24-hour period. So quite a bit. And, of course, now the grass is growing again. All right, KC8VOA, Rick, and then we'll do a station break.
Well, good evening, Ron, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody's had a good weekend, and thank goodness you had a safe trip back. It has been somewhat a productive weekend. I went and helped the boy out Saturday and Sunday here. We poured cement yesterday for his deck and did some other work on it. And today we built the stairs and stuff like that and worked on some handrails. And so it was productive all in all. So good day today. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to control. KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, thanks for checking in. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Nothing there, and we'll continue on the net with KE8ZOB, Bob. Stand by, KD8PAC. Good evening, Bob.
All right, let me get the right microphone. Thank you, and good evening, everybody on the net. Just sitting over here in the Wausau. Not a bad day. It's, I guess we got sunshine. And I'm sitting in here, and I moved my ham shack back in my room here. And just playing radio. I was on 40 meters, and still a little noisy. I'll wait till dark time, and 2 meters is always hot. And there's always somebody out there talking on 2 meters. That's about it for you. I like listening to everybody, but K8GOB, back to net, and thank you for the net. You guys are sounding great.
All right, Bob, thanks for checking in tonight. Next up, KD8PAZ, Minnie, and then we'll be at the end of the list. Go right ahead, Minnie.
KC8YVF, this is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. Missed you there Friday, Ron. Made it there. Be my last one now until probably March. So anyway, we had a good turnout. And Saturday, we had a good breakfast there with Rick and Mike and myself and Nate and this one other guy. I didn't catch his name, but we enjoyed it anyway. Been working on a puzzle that Mike brought to me Friday night. So anyway, other than that, enjoying the weather. I've got over 2 inches of rain since it started raining in that. So this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All
Dave. Many thanks for the information on the club meeting and the breakfast. Yeah, quite a few for the breakfast. That was good. And, yeah, I was going to try and make it in through the video conference on Friday night, but Friday night was the bike show plus the light show for the bikes that all light up and all of that stuff. And we didn't get done with that until about 9:30. So that started at 7 o'clock, and I actually stuck my bike in the show just for the heck of it. Knew I wouldn't get it. I actually got 5 votes, which is 5 votes more than what I thought I would get compared to all the new bikes that are out there with all the bling and light, everything on them. So, but they broke it down into two, ones without the lights, the regular bike show, and then the light show after. But I was tied up pretty much all day, every day. From about 8 o'clock in the morning to 8, 9 o'clock at night every day there. So it was fun. The one interesting point, I was waiting for my friend that lives in Illinois. He had rode over to Virginia with some of the people that's in his group, motorcycle group in Illinois. They went to Virginia for their rally and then came back. He was supposed to come in on Wednesday. Well, I contacted him. He said, well, he was still in Virginia, so he wasn't going to be getting in until late Thursday. Well, he got in Thursday, and he went over to the show, and he fell in love with a new motorcycle. So he ended up on Saturday trading his 2010 trike. He has a three-wheel motorcycle, so he traded in his 2010 for a 2023. So that's gave him his old one, picked up the new one, and rode that back home today. So he hadn't planned on that one, but both his wife really liked it, him, and he went with it. Well, I found one I liked, too. It was trike. I'm not one for a trike, but I loved the color. The bike was absolutely gorgeous. And supposedly somebody had bought it, but it was still there on Saturday night. So we asked him and said, I thought somebody bought it, and said, no, they didn't. So I said, by chance, what's the price on that? So she said, well, I want to make sure I get you the right one. So she got online on their website, and she looked it at $50,000 for a three-wheel 2026 motorcycle. I wouldn't pay that for my car, let alone a three-wheel motorcycle that I can only ride about 6 months out of the year. And right now, this trip was the most miles I've put on the bike. So between both motorcycles, just riding back and forth to work, and this little trip, I maybe put on 1,500 miles between both bikes. I used to put in 5,000-7,000 a year, and now I'm just about 1,000 or so, or maybe a little over for this year. So yeah, I was quite the flabbergasted. Yeah, I might have timed out. Any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top to Mike, KF8EDQ, standby KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Mike.
Yeah, Roger. Good evening, Ron. And I'll wave the antenna at KE8ZOB. I'm glad that he joined. Good to hear you, Bob. Yep, KE8PCQ, the FT8 is a lot of fun. It's like it's another dimension to the radio, and you know, you just use your computer to play sound into your radio. I've got an 891, so I got a DigiRig 891. It's a DigiRig specifically meant for the radio, and I was able to slam contacts on just 5 or 10 watts. So I think 10 watts is a good starting point with the battery that I have anyway. It's beautiful. I'm going to try my hand at astrophotography tonight. The sky is going to be clear. There's very little light pollution up here. And I heard NAKPR on the K8OAR repeater. I put away all my radio stuff since my radio is basically dead, which is why I'm coming in over All-Star now. But, not like I could reach this repeater anyway from up here, but all right, it's good to hear everybody. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow night. 73KF8EDQ, back to net.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have safe travels coming home. Next up on the list, KE8PCQ, standby KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
KD8YBF in the group. It sounds like a great trip, Ron. And evidently you didn't want to jump down the rabbit hole on another bike. I do have an FT891 and the DigiRig. I just haven't got my Windows 11 set up yet. And then we'll try that. With that said, hope everybody has a great week. We'll hear from you tomorrow night. K8PCQ, 73.
Yeah, Dave, I'm not getting anything that large. I've actually been thinking about getting rid of the two that I have. Both of them are old as far as that. It's getting more difficult to find someone to do repair on them. Matter of fact, the last guy that I had is retired now, so at the moment I don't have anyone to do any repair on them, but I'm working on that at the moment. So if anything, I would go something lighter, and the one that I'm looking at is only brand new, basically is about $12,000 and not $50,000. But a brand new Gold Wing starting price on a one with the automatic transmission is what I would like, so I don't wear my left hand out anymore than it already is. Those even start at $30,000, so for the amount that I get to ride anymore, which is very little, it's not in the cards for that. The other one might be, because it's a lot smaller, it's a lot lighter, and go from two down to one, and I might get more usage out of that in that case. But Baycycle up there supposedly had one in the showroom. I'm going to try and get a shot maybe next Saturday to get up and take a look to see if they still have it. I would like to sit on it to see if I'm able to reach my feet are able to reach the ground on it, because it seems to sit a little high, and I'm kind of inseam challenged, so that would be the go-no-go thing if I did trade out for something a little lighter and a little smaller. All right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead again, Rick.
Well, good evening again. And it sounds like a dangerous situation going up there and sitting on a bike, because next thing you know, once you get your hands on it, you know what happens from there. So, I wonder if Connie ever goes out with you and ever rides with you. That would be a fun thing to do. I know the boy, he's got a Harley. He enjoys running around on a Harley, him and his girlfriend and that, and they really enjoy it, and they put some miles on. With that, I'm going to say 73, everyone. Have a wonderful night and a wonderful week and a safe Labor Day. KC8 VOA.
All right, thanks, Rick. You too as well. Yeah, the kind of two prerequisites that I would like to get is the automatic transmission, which basically only Honda puts in a few of their bikes. And it's got to have cruise control, because my hands just won't hang on to the throttle for extended periods of time. And that's what nice about the Goldwing that I have. It's basically all got the creature comfort. So as a bike can, although the new ones have a lot more, but I've got the GPS on it. My phone syncs to it. It talks, gives me the directions through my headset. It's got cruise control, plenty of ventilation when I need it, or when I, like this morning coming, which was really kind of odd. Yesterday it was 96 degrees. When I left the hotel this morning, it was 66 degrees. So a 30-degree turnaround. It actually quite chilly on the highway this morning. So I had wore the gear that I had wore on Wednesday going down for the high heat, and got chilled on the way coming home until finally the sun broke through the clouds later in the morning up around Toledo, and it started to warm up a little bit. So it was a drastic change of 30 degrees just basically within 24 hours. All right, next up, I'll do a break here. This is KC8YVF, Ron, for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, Bob, KC8ZOB, you're up next, followed by Minnie. Good evening again, Bob. KC8ZOB, Bob, are you still in there? Okay, we'll continue on down to Minnie. KD8PAZ, go right ahead.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, on Wednesday when we got that storm
time I thought my kitchen window was going to get broke out. It was raining so hard it was going sideways, plus we had hail, and it was it, and I thought, what is that noise? And here it was hail, and I thought, oh my, and the wind was really strong, but it lasted probably 10, 15 minutes, and then it was over with, but I'm glad nothing got broke or anything. So anyway, other than that, on my way home Friday night down the Dixie, I was already almost to King Road, and this car was going down the Dixie to the north. I would believe he was probably going 100 miles an hour, and it was a police car about a half a mile behind him, chasing him. So I don't know whether they caught him or not, or whether he caused an accident, because he was going towards Hess. So anyway, other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KDPAZ back to KCAYVF.
All right, Minnie, yeah, there's a lot of crazies out there, that's for sure. And I know I kept getting reports when I was down there. Of course, I get the reports, text sent from the National Weather Service, of severe thunderstorm watch and warning, and then a tornado warning. So I was on Echolink, put out a post, and then I got a hold of DW to make sure he got a net running, and trying to do all that, talking to my wife what was going on, and I had to look on my security cameras. We had this big, thick sheet of foam rubber. She laid it over my new car, so it's out in the driveway for the hail of that. So she covered the hood, the windshield, and the roof, at least, with this big sheet of yellow. It's probably 4-inch thick of foam rubber she laid out there in case anything happened. She got her car mostly under the tree, and mine was stuck out in the front, so she covered what she could of it in case something happened. So I got a kick out of that. I said, well, thanks. That was quite ingenious. We had it out in the garage. She was going to throw it away. She got out there in the rain and covered it up. So, and I understand that Detroit, south side of Detroit, did get hit with an EF2. So it did a fair amount of damage as well. So the severe weather season still isn't over with and won't be for a while yet, so you've got to keep up on those. All right, this is KCAYVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is NNCN. I'm down in the campground down by the mall.
NNTN, go right ahead, 73 round.
I just was sitting out at the campfire and I said, uh-oh, it's time. So I went to live up and go back home to the camper. So just left sitting out here watching the smoke go around, all the nuts coming down out of the tree. So just wanted to say hello for the evening.
All right, Doug, thanks for checking in tonight, and yeah, okay, we'll leave it at that, I guess. Any other check-ins for the net, or any other comments or rechecks? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 729, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. We'll hope to talk to you tomorrow night on the Safari Night. This is KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.